Sure. So Steve Ballmer says that with open source, there's no center of gravity, that there's no there there was the quote that he said. And it sounds like he's, upset that open source has no single point of failure that he can attack. But more fundamentally, it's like saying, well, the internet has no there there. There's no center of the internet, right? What happens if it goes down? Who do you call? It's such a stupid comment, that it's a broader, trend, a broader movement, broader. It's a change. It's a structural change in the software industry, right? It's as fundamental as when it's a classic innovator's dilemma kind of disruptive change, right? Take every example that Clayton Christensen in the book The Innovator's Dilemma comes up with around, the Asian steel markets, supplanting the U.S. steel markets because they had lower costs and could, grow into and dominate the space that the U.S. steel markets liked. It's just it's a change, and Microsoft is probably of all the major large IT companies, Microsoft is probably the least well positioned to take advantage of that change. Because they didn't build up a substantial, hardware business or substantial services business, they've always been about, here's this program, go off and make it work for yourself, right? Let us know if you have any problems, and maybe we'll provide support, and maybe we'll update it from time to time too. And they were always based on this model of selling you on a very, high price and justified price, right? Here's the stuff, and the open source model is different. It says, we're going to build this code together. I can sell you support services around it. I can sell you, the installation of that on a box, or even, sell you, support contracts, that kind of thing. And customization, that kind of thing. But the underlying code itself is free, because it means that you, or more likely, 10,000 other people out there can help me build this thing and make it better in the long run, right? That decentralization, that lack of a central authority, a central governance, is a strength. It means that it'll survive no matter who dies, no matter who gets distracted by something else more interesting, right? Linus could become a filmmaker, and the Linux project would continue, right? And that's a good thing. That's a really, really good thing.
So,